Hey everyone, I'm sitting here in a practice room working on trumpet stuff. There's bad weather today, so classes got canceled starting at 1 o'clock, which means I only had to go to two classes today instead of four. Pretty great. And so me and my three closest friends here went and got lunch, and then I came back and I was like, I'm going to practice for a little bit. So I've been trying to do that. I've had some frustration, but that's okay. But I'm going to make a recording. Last week in my trumpet lesson, I was finally given my first two orchestral trumpet excerpts to work on. So I worked on those all last week, and then I played them in my lesson. They're fairly short. They're pretty short excerpts. And then I played them in my lesson this week, and he's like, dang, like, I wasn't expecting you to be that prepared. It was pretty great. And so he gave me another excerpt to work on this week. So right now I have three excerpts. So I'm going to play all of them since they're short. The longest one is like 25 measures long, and it's like, but it's in 3/4 time. So it's slow, 3/4, very ominous. It's great. But the first one I'm going to play is an excerpt from Beethoven's opera, Leonor. And this, what I'm playing, what I'm about to play, it's like somebody's been kidnapped or something, and the trumpet is sounding the rescue call or something like that. So it's very, like, fanfare-ish and very, like, it's played two times through, and the first time it's supposed to sound more distant. The second time it's supposed to sound closer and more urgent. I can't really do anything unless the room is too small. And if I turned my back to the phone and played into the wall, it would just be deafening. So I'm just going to play it two times through and try to make the second time a little different. Different. I didn't mean I wanted to have less than optimal response and missing partials. I wanted to make it sound better. But yeah, that's sort of the rough idea. It's supposed to be dig it out, don't dig it out, dig it out, you know, just literally like a Hollywood timpanist. That's what I was told in my lesson. But, sort of a rough idea of what that one's supposed to sound like. And then, the next one I'm going to play, this is my favorite one that I've worked on so far, even though I've only ever worked on three excerpts in my life. That's three more than I've played, you know, before my lesson last week, so hey, that's awesome. The next one I'm about to play is from the prelude to the opera Carmen. Which is a romantic opera, very dramatic. This part is very ominous and foreboding, and it's just so great, and it's very, very low in the trumpet's register. The very lowest part of our register, and it's awesome. I love it. So.
Bye.
the, like, that lowest note in the excerpt is actually, like, not technically in the register of a B-flat trumpet, which is the trumpet I'm playing now, because this excerpt was originally written for trumpet in A, so it played a half step lower than my trumpet, the trumpet that I'm playing now. So what I have to do when I got the music for it, I had to transpose it down a half step from what it was written. It was weird. It took me quite a bit longer than I was expecting it to. Like, I was looking at the music and I was like, what's a half step down from F? It was pretty bad. But it's great. My favorite part of this excerpt. To the very end. It starts piano, ends fortissimo. Like, it covers all the dynamic range, and I love it. This excerpt is awesome. It's like my favorite thing. It's so great. Then the third excerpt I have is the beginning of Dvorak's, the fourth movement of Dvorak's Eighth Symphony. It starts out with this really awesome trumpet fanfare. I think it's, first and second in unison, but in the recordings I've listened to, they sound so together, it sounds like one trumpet. Like, I can barely tell there's one playing along with it. So we'll see how this goes. Find the first note, but once I did, it was actually one of the best times I've played through it today. So, yeah. But it's great. And for this one, it was written for trumpet in D, so I had to transpose the music up by a major third. The written first note is C, but the first note I play is my E. It's a concert D. Ah! I don't know what's up with my response today. According to the piano, I'm out of tune, but I can't trust the piano. But I can trust the fact that I can't start on this note at the moment. Yeah, there it is. It's a written C, it's my E. It's just basically all the notes. But it makes the same pitch. Oh, you gotta love different tuned instruments. So those are the excerpts I'm working on, and they're fun.